Why isn't it ever a nice day when I've got a day off? I really don't understand this. I think it's like sod's law or something. But yeah, I've had a couple of days off because I just got back from holiday and I don't think my work have quite realised that I'm back. I need to ring them. Oh, I'm such a procrastinator and I'm like the worst procrastinator in the world ever. Takes me a while. If I don't want to do something, I won't do it. Putting it like that. I've been sort of painting bits for my new bedroom, really. It's quite nice. My sister's moved out and she's had a little baby. She's so cute. She's my niece, Tamerie, named after me. Hooray! So her massive room is now mine. I used to have the box room. I don't know if any of you like some English houses have got like. If they're built by a builder, which is normally the case if it's say semi, there's like a dodgy room at the front of the house, just above the stairs, and it's like a box room. You could probably it'd probably do a good shoe box. I don't know about bedroom. I lived in that for a while. it was horrible. So I've now got the back bedroom, which is awesome because A, I don't get weird swearing people waking me up in the middle of the night going down the road, and it's just nice. I just have to look out onto the garden, which is nice. Nice change. I sleep better in here as well, actually. I've been painting some of my furniture because I'm a bit of a poor student, so I've been painting all my old furniture white and replacing the knobs. So, being a bit creative with them because I've chosen three different ones for the same one, and one's like a porcelain pink flower, and the other one's a crystal one, and the other one's just a gold thing. Don't know. It's nice though. Whatever it is. And I've been harassed by my cat all day. I don't know if like you know of a ginger cat, but ginger cats tend to be little brats. And he's been biting my feet and running into me and then trying to jump over my bedside table. I've had a couple of ginger hairs on my bedside table cabinet thing in the paint already. He's just annoying me. We sent him into the cattery last week and my other cat, and yeah, the ginger one wasn't so well behaved, apparently. He was hissing and swearing as the woman was picking him up, and she had to pick him up with a blanket. It was so funny. But no, he wasn't a very good boy. So he's just being annoying and keeps eating me, and ugh. He's always after food as well. And he can leave me alone today because it's ugh. But yeah, I've been trying to get stuff done today, but just haven't got around to doing it because I had a migraine yesterday and had a nap, and then I slept for like ages. So, yeah, not too good. But yeah, I'm trying to figure out where to live next year as well because my university's in West London and I kind of live in Essex. So it's kind of trying to sort out the logistics of where I'm living. I want to live here because all my friends are here. Well, I've got friends all over the place, but scouts are here. I also do scout radio as well, and that's here. And hospital radio. And my guide radio thing is I do a lot of radio stuff, so watch this face or listen to this voice. I don't know, either one. But if I go to West London, it's easier just because I can just get up in the morning and be at university as opposed to getting like two trains. But you know, it's no biggie, it'll work. Is just sort of hoping that I don't get the really late lectures. But yeah, so I really need to sort that out. I need to get my bum into gear. I also need to ring work later on today as well. I've got so much to do, so little time, so little like motivation. I just want to just carry on being on holiday, to be honest. I went for a 2 week holiday last week. First week was working holiday. I was doing a Scout Jamboree radio station with Scout Radio. Second week, that was awesome, by the way. Second week, I was just chilling out on the beach. So, anyway, I'll post another one of these soon. Anyway, when I get the time, I can't be bothered.